always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
Vic Porcelli.
Come on, you're Italian. You understand.
Every day is a busy day all of a sudden.
You talking to me? You talking to me?
Tough and smart. And I love Italian, so you know. He's definitely Italian.
At least I have this show to come and talk about it and let some stuff up.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Vic Porcelli Show.
This could be the biggest watch debate in history tonight. 73% of people polled said they're going to watch. I also saw, and of course, when you're in Vegas, you do whatever you want. You can actually wager on the debate tonight. I don't know. There's no definitive score. I don't know how they're going to do that, but you can bet on things in Vegas.
Well, yeah, you can bet on anything, right?
But how do you can't win or lose this, right?
Well, don't they bet on things like how many times Joe's going to say no joke? Not a joke. Yeah.
Is that hard?
It is kind of hard for me, I guess, for some reason.
You're not the only one.
I don't know why.
Here are the key phrases to look for from Joe tonight. When he's talking and he says, look, that means he lost his way.
Right.
Okay. And then he says, well, anyway, then it's complete surrender. He's surrendered to saying the sentence. And when he says, not a joke, it's a joke.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Nate Lucas, every Thursday morning at this time. Good morning, Nate. How are you?
Good morning, Vic and Ken. What's happening? It's debate night in America.
Ooh, you make everything sound sports.
Yeah.
I feel like we should have sweet baseball tonight
music behind. Yeah.
Right. Now that you brought that up, the NFL on Fox theme, right? Right? Doesn't it start to sound like Sleigh Ride, the Christmas song?
Very triumphant.
It is triumphant. All right, Nate. So I want to, the whole plan with Nate Lucas was to have the sports guy come on, who's a great conservative, and talk about not sports things. All right?
Right.
But I want to talk to you a little more, and I know I do this every week to you, Nate, but the WNBA. Can you imagine? Everything in this country has to become a political fight. Have you noticed that? You wake up in the morning and you go to get coffee and you say good morning to the guy and he's pissed at you and he starts yelling at you, right?
Right.
So who would have thought a girl from Iowa scores the most points out of any woman in college history? The next logical progression for her would go to the WNBA, and it's a problem. Are you shocked by any of this?
Shocked? I don't know if anything shocks me anymore. I guess the faux outrage is exhausting. And you know, I've seen where people are almost throwing Caitlin Clark under the bus because, like I said weeks ago, she's brought new fans to the inside the arena. And they don't like those fans. They don't look the right way. They don't think the right way. And so Caitlin Clark is sort of the proxy to just this group expressing their rhetoric and their hate towards a large portion of this country because they've been taught that everything's racist. And so this is a black woman's game. And the fact now that there is a white girl who is taking away the spotlight and in many people's eyes just growing the game, for God's sakes, that's a crime against humanity because this is not an arena in which white people, I guess, are welcome.
Don't you think that's rather short-sighted? I mean, don't you? I mean, if you're watching the NBA is a black man's game. When Larry Bird came in, did he have to go through all this?
I can't speak to that. I really wasn't around when that happened.
Thanks for making me feel old. I appreciate that.
I'm sorry, but I can't imagine that the rhetoric was as nasty as it is now. And it goes back to how race relations have really just been destroyed. And I go back to 2008 when Barack Obama assumed the presidency, and it's like the race war kicked up. And you would have thought that having a black president might show some progress, additional progress to what's already happened post-Civil War. But unfortunately, our media, and in particular, white liberals who have white shame and white guilt, they can't get out of their own way. And so they have to continuously just demonize a group of individuals, a huge portion of our country, to get their point across, which I guess is spread this liberal extremist propaganda. And it's disturbing.
It is disturbing. And now the WNBA has made some exemptions for some of the players who do not have to make themselves available to the media after the game. And guess who the Chicago Sky picked?
I'm going to go, yeah.
Angel Reese. And Camilla Cardoso. Not that, I mean, Camilla Cardoso has kept her mouth completely shut on all of this, and I kind of like that. But I don't know. I just don't understand why a girl playing basketball has to become a racial issue and a political issue in this country, because we're all so stupid. You know what I mean?
Well, and maybe, you know, we all do somewhat live in like an echo chamber, whether that's what we read on X or social media or just our media as a whole. And hopefully, you know, folks aren't deterred from going to a game to watch somebody play basketball. Like, hopefully people are able to escape the nonsense of this faux reality and actually experience just what it's like to watch a superstar on the hardwood. And that's what it should be about. Unfortunately, there are antagonists inside that league that despise her because of who she's bringing in. And I think that's despicable. If this were a league that were successful in making boatloads of cash, then I could see their premise, I suppose, easier. But they haven't. They've never turned a profit, and they've struggled for attendance. Players have never, you know, had the kind of accolades that they're getting now, the treatment that they're getting, whether that's charter planes, higher salaries, new television rights deals. All of that is because Caitlin Clark went professional, and they are greeting that opportunity with a torch. So that's just kind of sad. I mean, it shows their level of intelligence, really.
To use what Dan Bongino calls the dipsy-doo flipperoo, if there were no Caitlin Clark effect, right, if attendance was still down and they're playing their games in high school gyms, we'd be called racist because we don't watch the games because most of the players are black.
Yeah. See how you can't win this game?
You can't.
All right. If you don't watch, you're racist. And if you do watch, well, you're only watching because it's the white Iowa girl.
Right.
Well, and they're being oppressed if it wasn't for Caitlin Clark.
It's such a shame how watered down the term racist has truly gotten, because I'm sure you could talk. I mean, Kevin Slayton and I talk about this frequently, but it's like if you just talk to an old black man on his porch, you'll learn more about true racism. Hell, Reggie Jackson, okay, during that game in Birmingham last Thursday, the Cardinals played in at Rickwood Field, he sat on the Fox television set pregame and spoke openly for about 2.5 minutes of the racism that he actually endured. I mean, threats to burn down the apartment complex that he was staying in. And you know who he credited? He credited his white manager, a white pitching coach, Dave Duncan, several leaders on that team that were white. And he said, those guys had my back. If we walked into a restaurant where we weren't welcome, you know what? Those were the first guys to stand up and say, guess what then? We're not eating here. We're going somewhere else. And so those are the types of stories that we need to hear more of, because I think that makes up the largest portion of our country. I don't think, like, there is such a small fraction of our society that probably is truly racist, and that's despicable. But the way they throw around the term racist these days, you just wash it off your back because it has no leverage anymore. It's just pathetic.
So I guess Billy Martin was the manager you're talking about, right? That was when he was with the A's, when Reggie Jackson, Dave Duncan was with the A's. I think Billy Martin was the manager at the time. Anyway, doesn't matter. Let's talk about something else. So Julie Kelly has written an unbelievable expose about the Mar-a-Lago raid, that, Nate, the entire thing was staged. Even the envelopes that said classified and top secret were staged. They just brought those, wrote classified on it, and put the things in there. The entire thing was a hoax and a farce.
Well, once again, how come no charges have been brought against Joe Biden for holding documents, classified documents, in his garage? How come no charges have been brought against Mike Pence, who also openly admitted, you know, is like, it was just kind of a tour of who's done things wrong. And Mike Pence just openly said, well, sure, I've done it over here. Look at me. And like, nope, the DOJ is not interested in Mike Pence because he's been a good boy and clearly gone along with what, you know, the left wants to see out of a Republican, which is just get in line and don't do anything that deters us from our power hunt. And if you do that, we won't, you know, come after you as a Justice Department. And Donald Trump refuses to play those games. And so that's why we're seeing this whole game get played out on a very public level. And it's disgusting. I mean, I was telling my mom last night, these are the types of things that you would expect to see in third world countries. Honduras, I think, just locked up their former president. These are not things that you would find in a traditional republic, a healthy republic that has open debate and maybe hasn't fallen into this uniparty system. And unfortunately, the bureaucrats who need to be held accountable, whether that's the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, clearly Dr. Fauci's Department of Health, all of these entities that are unelected bureaucrats have way too much power. And the American people are slowly but surely waking up to this idea, and I think the revolt is beginning, and hopefully we're just seeing the start of it. But you know, tonight's debate is going to be very telling in the 3-1 of how Donald Trump is going to be able to navigate these murky waters, where they're going to try to bait him into saying things that just stir up more controversy, and they can catch him in things like, see, he still thinks the election was stolen, and he thinks January 6th was a patriotic movement in this country. So he needs to be very careful about how he goes about what we all know is true. But he also, and he's the best at this. This is why I'm kind of laughing at all of the various folks on social media who are like giving, this is what Trump needs to say in tonight's debate. Okay. Donald Trump might be the best debater in like the history of American politics. This guy knows how to riff without any notes whatsoever. They've literally had to change the games. They've put in all these debate rules because we have a geriatric president that has no clue what he's doing. He needed a team of 1,600 people to force feed him information over the last week just to make him competent enough, and they'll shoot him up with every drug known. That's why he won't take a drug test. Any human being with a functioning brain understands that this Biden crime syndicate is not capable of running the country. He's not running the country. And the fact that people still need a debate to understand that is pathetic of the constituents that should be the chosen ones that should be represented by our government officials. And it's just despicable.
I was just going to say real quick that I totally agree with that. And a lot of people are saying that independents are going to be one of the main deciders of the election in November. And I think, Nate, a lot of the independents are going to see through all this crap.
Yeah, independents are paying more for eggs and gas. That's like the rest of it. So on the debate tonight, Nate, Chris Arps, our afternoon guy, he's also a political strategist, very smart guy. He sent us a note that says, guys, the Biden campaign set the rules of the debate, and the Trump campaign agreed to them. CNN had nothing to do with setting the rules. The campaigns did. Okay.
Yeah.
But am I really supposed to believe that the Biden campaign wasn't in contact and conversation with CNN to say this is how they have to be?
And that's really the way we feel. Right. Yeah.
Right. And what do you think?
We already know that CNN, Donna Brazile, gave the questions to Hillary Clinton in 2016. So, see, you can present all of this evidence to a liberal, and they'll just say, well, Donald Trump, if he refused to debate Joe Biden, that just shows that he's too scared to debate Joe Biden.
Right.
Debating Joe Biden, you'd be more productive if you just sat there and debated a wall. I mean, that's essentially what he is. We know he's mush. This is peas that have been put through a blender. He is not a human being any longer. And I'm sorry to say that, but if you're willing to vote for Joe Biden, like I saw this little pansy up on CNN set, Adam Kinzinger, and I'm surprised he wasn't crying. But yesterday it was big news that he has decided to He is officially decided to endorse Joe Biden for president because he just can't go along with someone who questioned the election. And I'm thinking to myself, really? The whole Democratic, well, I could show you 20 minutes worth of short clips of various Democrats after 2016 that have questioned the election. Stacey Abrams, their beloved fake governor of Georgia, still hasn't given up the fact that she lost to Kemp in Georgia.
Yeah.
So it's okay if they do it. It's not okay if we do it. It's a two-tiered system in America, and it's sad that all Republicans who go along with this nonsense, like the fake ass that Adam Kinzinger is, get away with it.
You know, Megyn Kelly said that Hillary Clinton was the OG election denier, right? When she called Donald Trump an illegitimate president. So who are the election deniers? I can't.
Well, what about Al Gore?
I was just going to say that. 2000.
The Hanging Chads. Has a rock group ever named themselves the Hanging Chads?
They should have.
They should have a long time ago. All right, Nate, we're running out of time here, but there's a couple of things I want to squeeze in. The terrible rape and murder of Jocelyn Nungari by an illegal alien. Harris County judge. This lady's a judge?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lena Hidalgo says, you know whose fault it is? It's Trump's.
Me, it hurts even more that they're being used as pawns in this fight over immigration that doesn't even exist because Biden and McConnell agree. It's just that Trump won't let him move it forward.
All due respect, Judge, you said this issue shouldn't be politicized, but by pointing the finger at former President Trump and Republicans in Congress, aren't you politicizing it?
I think I answered the question. So, yeah, I mean, this is about Jocelyn. This is about her family. And if we want to,
Judge,
as I said, talk about immigration.
You didn't answer the question. Are you politicizing this by pointing the finger at Republicans and saying it's their fault, not the fault of the Biden administration that lifted the Remain in Mexico policies?
Again, the Biden administration reached an agreement with Leader McConnell to address this, but this is not about immigration. I'm not going to feed into that.
The Biden administration and Mitch McConnell agreed on what? This is a judge with no fact? What do you think about that whole piece of audio there, Nate?
Well, it's disturbing, A, that she hasn't been disbarred immediately. As soon as somebody hears that, that should be brought to the table, and she's clearly lost her brain. But it's not shocking. I mean, well, you know, listen to all these judges come down with rulings, and it's just sickening to see how far they've introduced their own politics. And nothing that this administration does follows the Constitution. And when you see that more than four, I mean, this is from their own database. This is the Homeland Security database, which says that over 400 illegals were brought into our country by an ISIS-linked smuggling group. And DHS doesn't even know who most of them are. And then Mayorkas stands up there in a little cheesy press conference where he goes, that's not true. That is not true. It's like your own department put that information out, you stooge. You know, Mayorkas and Biden and this entire administration know precisely what they're doing. They have not done anything to address the border. They're now blaming Congress, the Republican-led Congress, for not acting on things that the Biden administration, 3.5 years into his presidency, are trying to bring up. And then they're blaming Trump for having an open border. Now, if you are stupid enough to believe that Donald Trump has anything to do with the flood of illegal aliens that have come into this country from God knows where under this Biden administration, you are just a moron. And I can't help you. And that's where we're at with these people. There is no salvaging the destruction of what Trump derangement syndrome has done to millions of people in this country, including those who are mouth breathers who read teleprompters for a living. It's sickening. It's disturbing. And as soon as we get smart people operating once again in various industries, including the public sector, then maybe we can actually have a conversation about illegal immigration. Until then, it's a dog and pony show, and people in this country are sick and tired of it.
All right. We're out of time, Nate, but I have to bring up just a couple more things. Drea Di Matteo. Did you watch The Sopranos?
Yes, I did. I love that.
Drea Di Matteo, who was Adriana Chris's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She says that Hollywood will take me out into the woods and shoot me for not endorsing Biden, because that's what happened to Adriana. She got taken into the woods and shot. That's what I'm saying.
Well, and we know that Hollywood is for certain compromised, and they'll get in line just like every other sheeple will if it means protecting their back ass. It's exactly just right. It's embarrassing.
And any line on the debate tonight in your little betting app there?
I don't know. I mean, it's 3-1. The silly part is that, yeah, it'll probably be the most watched debate and everything, but who's really going to change their vote? I'm just like, are you going to sit there and be amazed when Joe Biden looks into the camera and talks about his son, Bo? I mean, is that really going to turn the tide? And I'm hearing Caitlin Collins almost weep over the fact that when Joe Biden looks directly into the camera and breaks the fourth wall, it's just, I mean, it makes me wet.
It's moving. Oh, God. All right. I went moving. You went wet. It's fine. Nate, NateLucas.com. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk next week. Cheers.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Hey, see you, Nate. Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to change their opinion, but I think Biden has a lot more to lose than Trump in this debate.
There's no doubt, Ken, but that you're talking about reality. CNN and the left and the media is not reality. And what I think I'm not making any rules about the party tonight at Johnny's Hideout, but I think we should have some of the TV set on Fox and some of the TV set on CNN, because the graphics will be different.
Totally different.
So we can compare.
I think that would be actually fun.
And when we have all those TVs, let's give us a good up. You can't do that at home.
Yeah, no, right. So join us and we'll experience that together.
Yeah, Johnny's Hideout in High Ridge, brought to you by Freedom Principal Mo, St. Louis Young Republicans, and Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Porcelli's Deli is next on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL, number one for live and local conservative talk.
Watch us on our live stream using Rumble, Facebook, and Twitter. For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com. Welcome to Porcelli's Deli.
Yes, very good. I'll have a Bloody Mary and a steak sandwich and a steak sandwich, please.
Come on, go over here.
Ketchup. Where's the ketchup at?
I bet the Chinese food here is terrible.
With Vic Porcelli.
He's a very strange young man.
He's an idiot.
Porcelli's Deli has moved to 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Come on in. We're open. Have a seat. Vic will tell you a story.
All right. Before we do this, can I just say something very quickly? When you're in radio, Ken, back me up on this. When you're in radio and you've just done something, said something, and then you turn off the mics and your boss walks in.
Oh.
Don't you pee a little bit? Like you did something wrong, right?
It's never good.
It's never good.
Except when you work at News Talk STL for some reason.
So as soon as we were down there, Jeff walked in, and I was like, oh, God, what do I do wrong? He goes, nothing. I just want to tell you that we got these cool bingo cards for tonight.
bingo cards for the debate. For the debate.
Yeah, debate night bingo card. There you go. Ken's got his up there. And you can pick any of these and see if you win. I mean, you can really do this for money. You know, and your friends get together, and whoever has the most, everybody puts in a couple of dollars, and whoever has the most right can win. Whatever you want to do, it's fun.
Debate night bingo, and you can find this card on our website at newstalkstl.com. That's newstalkstl.com.
That's Katie Fitzpatrick right there. Okay. All right, so Porcelli's Deli. It was on this day, June the 27th, 1989, when the Who were the talk of the town.
Who?
Yes. They were on first. Who's on first? Who's on first? Yes. So Yes is on first?
Yeah.
I sent you something, by the way. I emailed you something. I should have told you that I emailed you. But our boss came in not to yell at us, but told us that we were great. So they were the talk of the town for the entire day. In the middle of the day, actually in between 3 and 7 o'clock, because that was when I was on the air at the radio station I was working at in New Jersey, and they did a press conference to announce that they would do a tour that featured the Tommy album, the rock opera Tommy. And we didn't know it at the time, but then that night, they played at Radio City Music Hall and did just that. They played the entire Tommy album live on stage at Radio City Music Hall. Radio station I was working at the time carried the entire thing. And the cool thing is that they did Tommy because Tommy turned 20 years old that year. Tommy was from 1969. This was 1989. So it was the 20th anniversary of Tommy.
Yeah.
And Okay, so they have a couple of rock operas, The Who. Quadrophenia is one of them, and Tommy the other one. I really like Quadrophenia. I love Quadrophenia, but I love Tommy. I just think it's just a great story and an amazing piece of musical writing and performing. So during the press conference, hey, Ken, is there any way you can get the bleep thing?
Yeah.
This press conference was carried by hundreds, literally of hundreds of rock stations around the country. And Roger Daltrey, just trying to be funny, says, hey, have some respect. It's a opera. And every station was like, oh, God, we weren't expecting that.
Right.
So that went out on the air. And I don't know. We didn't get in trouble. So that night at Radio City Music Hall, they do the Tommy album. And then after they were done with the Tommy album, they took a break, came back on stage, and then did all their classics. Won't Get Fooled Again, Bob O'Reilly, all that stuff. And that's how the tour was manufactured as well. When you went to go see them, you saw the Tommy album first, and then they would take a break and come back and do all the great Who classics. So I was offered by my boss at the station. Now, I know, Ken, I always talk about my great boss, Mike Boyle.
Yeah.
This was not Mike. Mike had already left the station.
Oh, okay.
And the new guy said, hey, do you want to go interview Pete Townsend at Giant Stadium, which is now MetLife Stadium, where the New York Giants play football?
Yeah.
I said, yeah. So I go there, and I had to go with... I did afternoons, and the girl who did middays, who I didn't like, and she didn't like me. That nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
So we get to Giant Stadium, and the record guys bring us to this room. And I know I've told the story before, but if you've heard it, just bear with me, okay? If you haven't heard it, enjoy it. They took us to this room that was fixed up to look like a bar. And the bar was called Happy Jack's, after the song Happy Jack. And I still have a pack of matches, Ken, that say Happy Jack's, like it's really a bar. And Pete Townsend came into the room, and he's got to meet with all the big shots first. Some radio stations had a meet and greet where they get to shake Pete Townsend's hand and say a couple of words to him. It's all taking a lot of time. The show starts at 8 o'clock. It's getting to be late, right? So finally, Pete Townsend, dressed in white jean-type pants and a white T-shirt and a white bathrobe around all that, and red sneakers, sits down across from us. Earlier, I guess months earlier, Pete Townsend said that he announced that he had tinnitus, which I think I have some tinnitus, actually, from
really?
Loud music in my ears. It's just, it's like a ringing in your ear.
I've heard that, yeah.
Mine comes and goes, but Pete's was constant ringing in his ears. So I had to go with that girl from the station, and I let her go first. I try to be a gentleman, you know, ladies first. So she starts asking her questions, and then she says, so are you going to do benefit concerts for people with tinnitus? And Pete starts getting mad. He's like, no, I have it. That's all. That was a quote, Ken. No, I have it. That's all. You know? So the record company guys are, you're done. And then the guy points at me and goes, you have one question. And I'm like, well, why do I get punished?
Right.
Because she's an idiot, right?
Right, exactly.
So I said, okay. So I picked the one question I couldn't wait to ask Pete Townsend. Because The Who, all songs written by Pete Townsend, a story, right? All the songs interwoven with each other. Except there's one song that's not a Pete Townsend song on The Who's Tommy. It's Eyesight to the Blind, which is an old Sonny Boy Williamson blues song from 1951, right? So I said, Pete, you know, we're here to celebrate Tommy. You know, it's been 20 years. It's a great album. You wrote all these songs. Except Eyesight to the Blind, the Sonny Boy Williamson song. I said, why the blues song? Why the Sonny Boy Williamson song? And as soon as I said it, I made that face like I shouldn't have asked that after she pissed him off.
Was he silent there immediately?
He let me. Oh yeah, no. Well, yes and no, Ken. I the time is hard to calculate because it's like when you have dead air on the air, it seems like an hour, but it was only a couple of seconds. I don't think it was a long
Well, no, that's the reason why I bring it up, because I'm sure a question like that, and you're being a little insecure because of what she did before.
Exactly.
So you're thinking, he's quiet now. for literally one second.
You know what? You could not be more accurate, because here's what happened, okay? He takes his drink, and he sits back in his chair, and he crosses his legs, and he says, well, let's talk about Sonny Boy Williamson and Champion Jack Dupree and, you know, all these old blues guys, you know. He's yelling at me. He's like, you guys, this is your music, you know. They play in New York, and they play in a tiny, smelly bar with 30 people in it. They come to Europe, and they play in front of an arena of 30,000 people. What's wrong with you people? And I'm like, I got a blues show. I'm doing my part, you know. Stop yelling at me. But... So he told me within the course of that answer, Ken, and I cannot testify to this in a court of law, but with the reaction he gave me and his facial expression when I asked him, I really believe that in 20 years, nobody asked him that question. I can't prove that.
Yeah, but that's a pretty good indication when he starts opening up like that. Did he allow you a second question?
No, it wasn't a question. It was, now it's conversation.
Okay.
It's not question anymore.
But he allowed you the conversation.
Absolutely, okay. Yeah. Now, the record guy's behind Pete going like this, like, wrap it up. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I asked him one question. So, what?
Well, I was just going to say, when you interview somebody that big, though, those people behind the scenes have limited power. And when that person decides he wants to talk to you, he's going to talk to you as long as he wants.
And I'm not going to interrupt him. How's that?
Yeah.
So we go on, and we're talking and talking and talking. And within the answer to the question, he said to me that Eyesight to the Blind, which is a Sonny Boy Williamson song, was actually the centerpiece for the entire opera. Because all those blues guys, I mean, all those British guys love the blues.
Yeah.
So he was like, bring Eyesight to the Blind, make the deaf hear. So he wrote Tommy all around that one blues song.
Wow.
You know? Which I don't know if anybody ever heard him say before.
No.
So that was that. We talked for a little more. And bottom line to the story is, The Who went on stage late. Because of me.
I love that.
70,000 people at Giant Stadium waiting for The Who, and they had to wait for him because of me. I thought that was kind of cool.
I think it would have been even more awesome if he'd have gotten up on stage and said, you know, we had a great conversation with, you know.
Those are the things you fantasize about.
When, I know.
You
know. Yeah.
But my daughter, Mia, she is absolutely 1,000% convinced that if I walked by Pete Townsend in the street, he'd recognize me because of that question.
Hey, you never know, said, man.
He talks to thousands and thousands of people. Anyway, so it was a really great moment for me. It was a great night of music with The Who. And that is all the time we have today for Porcelli's Deli on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Welcome home. Is that?
Oh, some random deli.
Love it. Here we go. Real horns.
Yeah.
Cook. Run through a crisp or bloody as hell?
Bloody as hell, and oh yeah, look at this. Vanilla Coke.
What about you, Peggy Sue?
I'll have the Durwood Kirby Burger, bloody, and a $5 shake.
What do you want that shake? Martin and Lewis or Amos and Andy?
Martin and Lewis.
Chat box next on 101.9 News Talk STL.
You're listening to the Vic Porcelli Show. This is News Talk STL at 101.9, 94.1, 99.1 HD3 and NewstalkSTL.com. For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on NewstalkSTL.com. The Vic Porcelli Show.
As President Lincoln said,
made in St. Louis for St. Louis. It's News Talk STL.
Thank God, I love it. All right, we're going to get to the chat box. I promise you, in just a minute on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Ken, the phone is. Do you know who's on the phone? There's somebody on the phone. Do you know who it is? Can't believe it. I think it might be Gene, Gene the Dancing Machine. Is it?
Gene.
It is.
Gene the Dancing Machine.
Gene, Gene the Dancing Machine. How you doing, baby? It was great to see you at the Funny Bone the other day.
I am good, yeah, thanks. As I just call in, I'm actually got to get my head above water and just say a quick hi. Hey, one thing I always enjoy you guys, music history. My best friend was a roadie for The Who and for Yes, and went around the world with them 3 times. And they always had a competition between them and ELO when they were stateside.
Wow.
Who had the biggest caravan of equipment.
And it had to be The Who, that. So,
oh, no. It was between Yes and ELO.
Okay. Yes. Well, that's different, yeah.
But, he said... people nowadays wouldn't understand that because they can do all this stuff electronically, but they had like 17 tractor trailer loads full of equipment a concert.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those roadies, cool. Man, they know what they're doing. Gene, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed the deli. Get back to your patients. We don't want to get in the way of anything medical. You know, we're kind of stupid as it is.
Hey, I wish I could see you guys tonight, but I can't make it.
That's okay, man. It was great to see you the other night, and we'll see you very soon.
You,
okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, really was, Gene. Hey, see you, Gene.
Love you guys.
Gene, the Dancing Machine is the nicest guy. All right, Ken, you got to crank this up because we got to do that. We got to do the Gene, the Dancing Machine dance. Wait, that part.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you find somebody that's got a name of something we can play,
right.
You play it.
You have to.
Right? You got to do it for the guy. And Gene's just a great guy. He's very polite. He loves the station. He loves the show. Here we go. I hope you're doing the dance at home. You can watch it on the screen. I think I tied myself up on my cord. Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
Stop it. Stop doing the Gene, the Dancing Machine.
I'm out of breath.
Me too. All right, let's get to the chat box here. For God's sakes. It's been a couple of days since we really, really did chat box session. Can we start with Rumble?
Let's go.
Okay. Ed Stoyd, of course. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. No fair elections.
No peace.
No fair elections.
No peace.
We need to do that. We need to go out with our signs. These guys are cracking me up. 40 grand says, I win again. And Ed says, nope.
Nope.
Ed also says, oy V, no Karen.
Yeah.
We couldn't even find anybody Jewish to call us. Good morning, all you mega, mega, ultra patriotic, deplorable freedom fighters. Hi, Vic. Hi, Ken. I look forward to seeing Biden screw up.
Can't say it.
You want me to?
I don't know.
I look forward to seeing Biden screw up and poop his pants.
That would be fun. See, this is all part of the fun, I think.
Vic. Patient Porcelli and Ken Whoosh Williams.
There you go.
I don't know how patient I am. My patience is at an all-time low right now. Here we go. Vic Lightning Bolt Porcelli. Ken Thundersteel. I like that one. The breaks are for Biden's diapy changes and injections. Willie from Lincoln County for mayor of St. Louis.
Yeah.
We talked to Willie today, man. You could tell he was on the farm.
Oh, yeah.
So, very quick story. Keep the music going. When I first got here to town, I had to come by myself because we had to sell the house in New Jersey, right?
Right.
Plus, you want to make sure you really got a job. So, it's one of the first, my first nights here, and I'm watching TV. I think I was watching a Blues game, and they go to commercial. And the commercial is this heavy-set farmer-looking guy. He's got like a hat like a farmer would wear, and he's got the overalls. And the first thing in the commercial, he says,
When I burn down a no-till, I use Roundup. I was like, oh my God, I have no idea what any of that is. So I called my wife. The guy says when he burns down a no-till, he uses Roundup. And that's like a joke now. We say that all the time now, burn down a no-till.
Of course you do. At home, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. In my first full-time gig, I have said this before, was up at 94.1 KPCR in Bowling Green.
Yeah, yeah.
And they used to come in and say, hey, Kenny, what's going on? And I'd say, hey, how you doing? And they'd say, okay, I figured you probably need some vegetables. So they'd bring me the best vegetables on earth.
Ken, I love this story.
Every week.
I love it.
I had vegetables. My wife, I'd come home, she'd more vegetables. I'd be like, yeah.
So I'm sorry. Can you tell me again? What did they call you?
Kenny. Yeah. K-I-N-N-Y.
You want some vegetables? Make sure you, when you burn down a no-till, make sure you use Roundup.
That's right.
101 straight up says, that sounded pretty dirty, Vic. What did I say? Did I say something dirty today?
Something Willy Whoosh.
How about Whoosh My Willy? That was for... Oh, that's what it was. That's Whoosh. It was. Howdy Doody 101. What is that all about? Morning 40G 101. Now, that was funny. All right, these guys are entertaining themselves. We're supposed to be providing the entertainment here.
They entertain me.
Let me be perfectly clear. Xi Jinping. I stole it from, I don't know. Okay. Oh, my God. People are complaining about the face that you put up of KJP on our stream. Don't ever do that again.
Oh, I have to. Every time we play that.
It's
from now on. Gah. I have another version where it's you know, the check engine light that you get?
Yeah.
I have that on her forehead.
Oh, my God. That's okay. But her eyes, I just can't. 40 grand battery. But is it ethical? Aesthetic? I don't understand. I think these are Julian Assange comments, actually.
Oh, okay, yeah.
About Assange, yeah. Assange endangered American troops, along with his girlfriend, Manning. Remember the kid Manning? Who was really, he was really a guy, but he wanted to be a girl, and he released secrets, and he had to go to jail?
Yeah,
Lunch Lady. Listen to Tucker podcast. He said it many times, CBS holds no water. Correct question, why release Assange now? It is odd. The timing is odd.
It really is odd, yeah.
I can't disagree about CBS, but was their report a lie? Was it erroneous? I don't believe my MSM. I don't believe any MSM propaganda.
I totally agree with that. You know, I mean, you had Leighton, who was saying, or Leighton, whatever his name is, Leighton Gray. He said, well, the government, you know, they have a lot of accusations against him. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't trust the government, so where are we?
Yeah. So Willie from Lincoln County said that what if it's not really Biden up there tonight? What if it's some kind of deep fake thing?
I just, you know, who knows? The only way we're going to know is if we took a blood test. And I think that would be the only way to figure it out.
And the earbuds, Ken. How do we know he's not wearing something in his ears?
Right.
I mean, he's so stupid. He might go, I'm sorry, what? Right? Can you say that again?
Yeah, repeat the line. End of story. Repeat the line. Can you imagine if somebody just got in here and said, okay, I got to go for this. He's got the earpiece in and they start singing. And he starts singing along.
Bilbo says, now I'm hungry, if that picture you put up of the deli. Oh, my God, Ken, I can't. There's so many things. Trump equals America. I like that.
Yeah.
I was on Instagram, a Scooby-Doo moment, where a Biden mask come off and Obama was behind the mask. Remember in Scooby-Doo when they would pull... Why, it's old man Jenkins from the abandoned amusement park.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's Barack Obama from Kenya.
Yeah, I have a meme. I have a meme, actually, of Joe Biden standing there and his face is coming off. And behind his face
is Obama. That's exactly what it said. But you got the Scooby-Doo. Oh, my God, it's old man Jenkins from the abandoned amusement park.
It's Barack Obama.
The guy's always from an abandoned amusement park.
Always, yeah.
All right.
Those are the creepiest things around.
You know Randy, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
A couple of hearts and a flag. Love it. Thank you. Good Thursday. Good morning, Freedom Fighters. GMFFVH. Good morning, Freedom Fighting Vicheads.
Well, that just got to be real careful when you say that.
I know. I shouldn't have to think this much. All will be well tonight. Oh, you know what? Thanks, Barbara.
See, I agree with Barbara. I agree. I think that what we need to do is just go plan to have fun. And you know what? Trump's going to go off the rails, maybe. Okay. But the only thing is Joe has what he has to prove, not Trump. We're not going to change our feeling about Trump no matter what he does tonight.
Of course not.
But Biden has a lot to prove tonight.
So how about this? How about if we have a debate post-game wrap-up tomorrow morning with Joe DeVito from the Greg Gutfeld Show? How's
that'd
that?
Be great.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. He'll have a completely different crazy stance on it. We have Jamie Lissau, and a week later, Joe DeVito.
Right.
We got your what are you doing?
I don't know.
Come on, man. Here we go. Why are you doing that? You mad at me?
It ran out.
Well, so play it again.
I'm playing it again. Get off me.
I mean this more as a joke than an actual theory. But has anyone considered the possibility of them using a body double? Okay, for the debate. That's what Willie said too. Unlikely and unrealistic, I know.
Totally, yeah.
But anything is possible when you're sick in the head. Like the Dems.
And anything is possible when you do not trust this administration and that party.
I don't trust anybody.
I'll be honest with you. Just don't.
Today's show, they had a whole thing on the guy who has the AI company.
Yeah.
And how it can help in agriculture and it can help all these things. And I'm like, is anybody, all these great smart journalists going to ask him, hey, did you add in the bad guy factor? You didn't, did you? No. So I can get a call from somebody that sounds just like my son that says he's in trouble and he needs money.
And talk about timing. You mentioned timing of everything happening earlier. A man just yesterday was convicted of the J6 thing for doing nothing but moving a guy's armor. Mm-hmm. And Ray Epps was right behind him. I think we have an article on that. But he's getting three. It's been 3.5 years later, and he's just been put in jail for that yesterday. That's timing for what's going on tonight with the debate.
Okay. J6. It's got nothing to do with AI, though, right?
No.
Okay. Steered us all. We were on an AI conversation.
I know. But
that's okay. Is that right? Is that time right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Wouldn't it be funny if he told Biden he could be VP? If Trump said, hey, you can be my VP. I got gas Tuesday.
That would be great.
Yeah. I got gas for $2.79 one afternoon. Next day, it was $3.09. When we have an EV, you never think about gas prices. That's scooter. Oh, David says 11 o'clock coming. That sucks. David's our friend and he likes our show. Okay. Big debate party coming up tonight at Johnny's hideout in High Ridge. It's going to be a great time, you know?
And we've got the bingo card at newstalkstl.com.
You didn't think I was going to do that?
I was just trying to fit it in.
I was trying to, for a little dramatic effect, I was going to read the meat first.
Oh.
And then I was going to get to it. Oh. But you had to do it.
I'm sorry.
You had to do the...
Ken.
So Chris... no way, really?
Yeah.
Chris and Tim. Okay, so you were right. I was wrong. Get the card up. Party starts at 7. Debate starts at 8. Freedom Principal Mo, St. Louis, Young Republicans, Agers Heating and Air Conditioning. Get all the details at newstalkstl.com. Thank you so much for having the record player on at night. Listen to us this morning.
Make sure you have the record player on at night.
We'll see you tonight on 101.9 and 94.1 NewsTalkSTL. Whew, I'm worn out.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.